From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
This is Trent, VK4TS, on behalf of the Sunshine Coast Amateur Radio Club. Confirming the date, the 22nd of June, the Sunshine Coast Amateur Radio Clubs will be holding USA and Australian exams. The club will also be entering the VHF-UHF field days as a club station, so you can join in the fun there. And wait, there's more. The club's operating a barbecue for $5 per person. Cost of the USA exams is $22, and that allows you to sit all three classes, technician, general and extra. Perhaps you may want to test the grey matter and try a new exam. The cost of the VK exams is as per the AMC schedule and will include foundation, standard and advanced. The exam crew will comprise Lee Moyle, VK3GK, Peter Dernicus, VK3FN, Chris Dimitrovich, VK3FY and Diane, VK4DI and some others as well. Hope you can come along and have a bit of fun on the day. That's the 22nd of June at the Sunshine Coast Amateur Radio Club Rooms.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it can be heard on 7130 kHz lower sideband every Sunday at 9 a.m. I'm Gary, VK4AR.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Did you indulge in the sausage sizzle after voting yesterday? It's probably the closest thing to reality that we have experienced during this election campaign. A plastic skin with an unknown variety of ingredients stuffed inside and supported on a field of nicely browned onion rings. Now, I'm not disparaging the sausage sizzle, but try to use it as a symbol of what we have been through. One of the fine skills the political leaders cultivate is the use of words. And if we aren't careful, we get snared in a malicious collection of verbiage that appears to invite one meaning whilst depending on something else. But then, the more cynical commentators make the point that the average voter gets turned off by the nature of the campaign after the mind is saturated and numbed from all the various avenues of indoctrination, TV, press, radio and social media to start with. There's a fine art in putting together presentations which capture the minds of an audience and fill their breasts with enthusiasm. The fine criterion is usually to have something of worth that you share. The second is to demonstrate your sincerity and, above all, be truthful. It is this particular area that many presentations fall down. The presenter fails to show sincerity or is caught out in something that is announced and is then found to be false. We all know the style of the so-called snake oil salesman, the roguish purveyor of patent medicines, made to entice the gullible to part with their money. If one was to try and absorb all the claims, counterclaims and downright lies that have been pushed during this election, it would be easy to think that any government which is elected would be as valid as a $3 note. How could the elected members be given credit for any ethical standard if that is how they came to be elected? One thing is that when we come to this hobby, it is much easier to check the facts of what is presented. We all know the old joke, "It must be true because I read it on the internet." Recourse to social media is just about as reliable as one question answered by five people ends up with 11 answers. Use a reliable source and check what is presented against what is established fact, and you can't go far wrong. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.